There are no little minds, only my mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Capo, California, with Bible Stories. There are no little minds, only my mind. Why do I say there are no little minds, only my mind? I say there are no little minds, only my mind, because that is the truth. That is the essence of all. When Jesus was teaching all the flocks on the mountains, when he was talking to the people on the hillsides, he spoke to them so that the ones nearest him and the ones furthest from him could hear every word he said. Now, he didn't have a bullhorn, he didn't have a microphone, he didn't have a speaker system. He only had his heart. And the people gathered around him, and he loved the people. And so he spoke to the people in ways that they could understand him. Because truly there are no other minds. There's only my mind. There were no other minds present. There is only the mind of Jesus. And his mind was the one mind with all the other beings in the neighborhood, on the mountaintop, listening to him. Now, what did he have to say to them? What did he have in his mind that he wanted to let these people think about? What he had in his mind to let these people think about was that they are number one, and that the little things that go on in their everyday life are exceedingly important. The little things that go on in their everyday life are what make up life and make up all that it is. They make life to be beautiful for us. When we live in a relative world, and we all do, we live in a relative world, it is filled with relative experiences that we go through. And this is why Jesus spoke his parables on the relative level. Oh, he tuned in to the deeper spiritual level, and he gave illustrations to that direction. But he didn't expect his people, these everyday people who did not have the opportunity to be aware of what he was saying, be aware of him. He spoke in their language, in their vernacular, in their attitude of mind. And he gave them from his heart. And in giving them from his heart, they heard him. They heard him not because they wanted to, but because they were one with the master teacher. They were one with what he projected. His thoughts, his words, his deeds, his actions, his illustrations were all one-on-one with each person present. The Bible stories are much like this in many respects, especially the ones given to us by the Master Teacher. But we know that there are Bibles all over the world. In fact, in us is our Bible. And the Bible stories that come from us are so significant, so beautiful. The Bible stories that come to us from all the nations on the earth, they don't need to have known and read the teachings of Jesus. They don't need to have known and read the philosophy of the Old Testament and the New Testament. All they do is to be themselves and have fun. The nature of what the Master taught is the nature of what all human beings think and believe about themselves. It's the nature of what all human beings know and are. There are no little minds. There's only my mind. And so, what do I think is right? What do I think is good? No matter what the religions of the world are, no matter what the teachings, the Bible stories of the world are from their native Bibles, they all tell basically one thing. Respect for the human being. respect for motherhood, respect for all the things that every nation, every culture, every being holds treasured and good. There's only my mind, and my mind is the mind that thinks loving thoughts, unconditionally loving thoughts. My mind is the mind that thinks beautiful words about the world about me. I want to help the downtrodden. I want to help those who are having less circumstance than I. I don't feel that they need it. I just want to help them. And what I want to really do is to bring them up to the level where I am, the level of acceptance of their highest good. Unfortunately, missionaries have gone around the world and have taught people to beg. They have taught people that they should receive help. They should receive the goodness. Not that they should be the goodness. For in the mind of every being on the face of the earth, in the mind of every being on the face of the earth is my mind. The one mind, the universal consciousness that says all is good and very good. And so cultures who live without having other cultures bring their attitudes in to them live very well. They live very comfortably. They do not want to leave their native lands. They do not want to leave how they've been raised and brought up on attitudes of mind. They are very happy there. We come in with our culture and think surely they would want to have all of the advances that we have found for ourselves. And really, many of us think years ago was a much less vigorous world, a much less demanding life, a much less demanding way of living. In the days of Jesus, people lived more peacefully and more harmoniously. And truly they did live peaceful and harmonious, but not more. Because we only have written history to tell us how they lived otherwise. And the written history is often only about the battles, only about the misunderstandings, only about the anxiety that a society has. It doesn't tell you about the everyday life of the mother loving their children, the father caring for his family, the family participating in the community looking out for the benefits of all members of the community. These were the teachings of Jesus, too. These were the teachings of the Bible. These are Bible stories of every land, telling how people care for people. People care for themselves, but they care for people by their own thought. And when their thoughts are glorious and good, so they care for them. When people can teach other people how to get the most out of their world, how to find water where no water appears to be, how to find food where no food seems to be, how to find peace where no peace seems to be. When we can share that with others, when we can share that with our world, when we can live that way with our world, then we realize that there are no little minds. There is only my mind. And when I think with my mind that everyone thinks as I do, lovingly, caringly, gently, everyone respects their mother and father. Everyone respects their community. Everyone respects first themselves. And as they respect themselves, their mind is the most glorious mind in the universe, the most rewarding, revealing, uplifting, supportive mind that ever could be. And because their mind is so wonderful, so glorious, so fantastic, because of that, everything that they do is magnificent. Everything they do is rewarding. Everything they do is harmonious with the highest and the best that is known by the minds everywhere. It's not just the mind of man. It's the mind of animals. It's the mind of the universe. It's the mind that directs the flowers. It's the mind that directs the weather. It's the mind that handles everything. And as I am one with that mind, only then does everything come out in ideal balance. These are the things that the great teachers, the great masters, the great religious leaders, the great theologians of all time share with you and me on whatever level. And as we let our mind be open to the highest and the best, the highest and best always was there, and the highest and best always will be there, and we live the highest and best. For truly, when we think of being of one mind and glorious with all the world, then we are being spiritual leaders ourselves, and we're leading ourselves into our highest and best. Is this what you want to do with your life? Is this what you want to do with your world? Is this what you want to do as you are living through the delightful experiences of life that you are thinking about? Of your using your mind as? If it is, you have a lot of company. You have a lot of support from all the thinkers of the world, because everybody wants peace on earth, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.